IUP Crimson Hawks snapped a two-game losing streak to the Kutztown Golden Bears with a thrilling 29-26 win on opening day at Miller Stadium, Cignetti Field, before a packed house, a big, big crowd. And this game went back and forth. So these two teams are both nationally ranked. The first score on the board, that was put up by Kutztown. They went 86 yards. And Davis, the running back, an 11-yard run at the six-minute mark of the first quarter, 7-0 after the extra point. The Crimson Hawks scored their first touchdown in the second period on a 3-yard pass play from Javon Davis to Irv Charles at the 11:31 mark. That was a 75-yard drive, and it was 7-7. The IUP defense held Kutztown from scoring again in that second period when Jaheim Howard, defensive back, a freshman, had an interception in the end zone. At halftime, we went to a 7-7 game. IUP had another interception by linebacker Connor Kelly, and that came in the third period. Kutztown went up 13-7 with an 80-yard drive coming in the third period. Running back Nelson caught a 5-yard pass from Blaine, and the extra point, however, was blocked by DeJure Fisher, so it was 13-7 Kutztown. The Crimson Hawks apparently had scored a touchdown in the next drive, but it was called back on a penalty, but they managed to regroup and complete a 73-yard drive with DeJure Stewart scoring from 3 yards out. Tyler Luther kicked the extra points. IUP went up 14-13, the 14:57 mark in the fourth quarter. Kutztown came back and went back on top on a 69-yard drive on a 49-yard pass play from Donnie Blaine to cap the extra point. Was no good. Tackled going for 2 points, but Newell made the tackle. So it was Kutztown 19, IUP 14. The Crimson Hawks started at their 25-yard line and drove 75 yards. They got key pass plays from Javon Davis to Dwayne Brown, who had another big day. And the Hawks, getting a 3-yard touchdown pass to Brown, went up 22-19 after the extra point. And then the big play of the game came in the fourth quarter with a little under 8 minutes to go, when the quarterback saw a Vaughn come in. That was Vaughn Wallace, a transfer from Clarion, slapped the ball away. Into midair it went, and Rodney Mitchell, a 315-pound defensive tackle, took it home for the touchdown, 29-19 with 6.5 to go. But Kutztown wasn't done. They came back on their own, and they drove 78 yards and scored on another pass play to cap with 22 yards, and made it 29-26 with 3:45 to go. IUP then was forced to punt. Kutztown's last drive on a fourth down play, big sack by the defense, and IUP ran out the clock and won it 29-26. Crimson Hawks 1-0, Kutztown 1-1. Our defensive players of the game were Wallace and Mitchell and Javon Davis, who got the start. 19 for 29, 204 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brown had 10 catches, 131 yards, and a touchdown. Irv Charles also had a touchdown, as did DeJure Stewart. So the Crimson Hawks win it, and they will be hosting Shepherd next week in the Hall of Fame weekend. This is Jack Benedict for your hometown radio station.